Safe and fun for the whole family, 88.9 Shine FM. And every Wednesday morning, we check in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We're like 10 days away from Christmas here.
I can hardly believe it.
I'm excited for Christmas, but also excited to continue our topic here, learning a whole bunch of stuff on how to instill gratitude. 7 essentials for encouraging gratitude in your children this Christmas.
That's right, and we're on number 3, support your child's autonomy. So some of you might be scratching your head, how does autonomy prepare our kids to be grateful? Well, let me share. So first of all, we know that using an authoritative or what is often called a democratic parenting style, which is firm yet flexible, supports children's autonomy the most. This will enhance family relationships, improve the atmosphere at home, and help bring out the strengths and talents of your kids, all which are really good for making grateful kids. By taking ownership over their skills and talents and being responsible for developing them, children gain things to appreciate in life, and it makes it easier for them to attract support from others, thus inviting gratitude into their daily life. This is huge. So this is the capacity that the child has, like, for example, if they take ownership of their schoolwork. So then they approach their teachers and can garner support from them by asking questions, by showing their investment in their studies, and their teachers give back. And this creates within the child a real sense of gratitude. Also, it's something we've heard over and over again, but limiting children's media consumption and guiding them to use media in pro-social ways protects them from commercial influences that discourage the development of the authentic self. And social interaction is necessary to grow into positive, purposeful, and grateful individuals, which is hard to do behind a screen. So one of the conversations to have by the Christmas tree this year is what gifts God has given each of you and how you want to take responsibility to hone and develop these skills in the coming year. Again, bathe this conversation in warmth and curiosity. Start by sharing your story first. Even if not all of your children share, remember that it's multiple conversations that are embedded within a child's experience that they begin to get a sense of God's unique purpose for their lives, and that the kids who often say less are still listening and processing the message.
Oh, I really like that. I like what you said there about sitting around the tree and talking about how to take responsibility and hone and develop the skills for the coming year. That is great. Good information, as always, Kimberly Eckert. Thank you so much for that. For those that don't know, let's share a little bit of info on Eckert Center.
Yes, so we are a one-stop shop, as you coined it last
week. That's
a
good term.
It is, and it's really intentional. So when I started Eckert Center in 2001, it really was to help families not have to look for multiple service providers. So we provide counseling, learning assessments, and academic and social intervention programs so that families with children, teens, or adults can access the services they need in one place.
I like that. You've thought of everything. EckertCenter.com for more information. You can book an appointment there as well. A north and south location available. And every week, Kimberly Eckert blesses one of our Shine family members with a free initial visit. And that's going to go to who?
It's going to be for the Keener today. Caller number 1.
Caller 1. Do it quick. 403-276-8888. Thank you again, Kimberly. And I guess we'll talk to you one more time before Christmas.
Excellent. Sounds good, Mike.